Today, we'll Be'ezus Hashem learn Daf Mem Zayin of Masechta Sanhedrin. Some of the topics we will learn about include the question regarding Hespeda, the obligation to eulogize the deceased. Yekara Dechaye Havi, is the Hesped to give honor to the living relatives of the deceased? Or Yekara Deshachri Havi, is the Hesped to give honor to the deceased but not to his relatives? The Mishnah's halacha of Eloi Hayu Koyven Oysai B'Kivroys Avoysav, Elo Shtei Batei Kivroys Hayu Mesukanen LeBezdin. A person who is executed through skila is not buried in his family's plot, but rather in one of Bezdin's two designated cemeteries. Nes'akel ha'basar melakten esu ha'tzomais v'koyven oysam b'mkoyman. After his flesh is fully decomposed, the bones are collected and reburied in his family's plot. The machlekes in whether mishen nes'akel ha'basar havilu kapara, a rasha receives kapara atonement only after his body is fully decomposed, or mechichazu tzaira dekivra purta havilu kapara. A Rasha receives kapara once he experiences the pain of spending a moment in a grave, which is much before ikul habasar. Rabbi Yochanan's halacha of ochal chela v'hifrish karban v'hemer dasoi v'chazar boi. If a person ate forbidden fats and set aside a karban chatas, but in the interim he became an apostate, even if he did tshuva, the karban remains disqualified because hayol v'nitcha yitcha. Since while the owner was an apostate, the karban could not be brought, it remains pasul forever on. A discussion in the halacha of meis v'chol hanikbar boy osur b'hana. A dead person and all that's buried with him is forbidden, in all benefits. And Rabbanan gazru tuma oylamis ala kever kedei shelo yifanuhu. The Rabbanan initiated that a grave becomes tamei and remains tamei even after the meis is removed to prevent people from transferring meisim. Avoides kechav v'mechuber loy mitzura. The ground that was made into an avodah zarah does not become forbidden, and offer kever loy mitzura. The ground of a kever does not become forbidden. However, kever binyan mitzura, a grave that was built above the ground, and even though it's still attached to the ground, does become forbidden because talush ul b'soif chibroi havi talush. Something that originally was not attached to the ground, and afterward it was attached to the ground, is not considered mechubar lekarka.